So tomorrow is the most auspicious occasion of the appearance in this world of the Supreme Lord Baladev, the exact counterpart of Krishna, the first of all the expansions of Godhead, from whom all other forms of God expand, who is the embodiment of Krishna's some diddy shakti, or the potency of creation. Not only do all the forms of God expand from Baladev, Balaram, but everything that Krishna uses for his pleasure is being provided by him. One of his names is Anantashesha. Of course, the snake then of Lord Mahavishnu is Anantashesha. But the name originally implies Ananta, or Shesha, is originally the name of Balaram himself. The word Shesha in Sanskrit means remainder. Krishna is everything, and Balaram is everything else. Whatever Krishna requires for his pleasure. So Ananta Shesha, the snake, is Krishna's head. But as Krishna's Kaviraj describes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Balaram also serves in many other functions. He serves as Krishna's umbrella, as his shoes. And then when Krishna wants a world to enjoy it, he expands from himself. Lord Balaram expands the entire Goloka realm. And then the realms of Vaikuntha. And then the material worlds. And we understand that from Lord Sankarsana, who was a direct expansion of Balaram, come the living entities who populate the spiritual and material worlds. All of this is expanding from Lord Balaram. So he has many functions. And although he is also God himself, this may be difficult for some people in the modern world to grasp, that we are worshiping God in more than one body. That Krishna is God on our altar here, and next to him is his brother, who is also God. We're supposed to be monotheists. We claim that God is only one. We're not worshippers of many gods. Krishna and Balaram are the same one Supreme Personality of Godhead. But that Supreme Person is a complex personality. He has many aspects to his person. And the first separated form is Lord Balaram, his brother. And in his original appearance, as he is with Krishna, he is the older brother. In the pastimes of Ramachandra, Balaram appears as Lakshman, as younger brother. But to be, as you know in India, to be someone's younger brother is different than being the older brother. The older brother is always superior. And the younger brother always has to subordinate himself. But in the original form, there's an intimate relationship between Krishna and Balaram, and Balaram is the older brother. Dauji, older brother. And so we can say that Balaram's first purpose is to give Krishna pleasure in this world. The intimate company that he gives to Krishna. From Krishna's birth, Balaram was older than him, so Balaram was present when Krishna was born. And Balaram was with Krishna for Krishna's entire life. When Krishna left Vrindavan to go to Mathura, Balaram was with him when he entered Mathura. Balaram was living with him in Dwarka. And when Krishna decided to leave this world at Pravasa Kshetra, Balaram left this world together with him. So from his birth until his departure, for 125 years, Balaram was Krishna's constant companion and performed many services for him. As Krishna's Kaviraj explains in the first chapter of the Adi Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ekala Ishvara Krishna Arsha Pritya. Krishna is the one Supreme Lord. Everybody else is a servant. Of certainly everybody who is actually else, who is a separate person, can only be a servant of the Supreme Person. But even the Supreme Person himself, when he's expanded in the form of Balaram, or the further expansions of Balaram, assumes, although he's also the same God, Godhead, he assumes the attitude of a servant. So Balaram, although his basic relationship is that of older brother, and that would be in the Sakya Rasa. But he's also thinking himself, although he's the older brother, he's thinking himself Krishna's servant. And so he's looking at for Krishna as an older brother, sure, but as a servant. And he's performing so many things to keep, to protect Krishna and to give Krishna pleasure. That's his intimate, internal purpose, Lord Baba, is to be the constant companion of Krishna and his helpmate, to join him in almost all of his pastimes. I think when Krishna went out, the one day that Avasura was killed, Balaram was not present that day. It was his birthday. And I don't know if Balaram was present when Brahma stole the cavalry horse. No. Okay, it was the same day. On that one day, it happened to be Balaram's birthday and his mother came home. There were rituals to perform, birthday celebration. So Balaram didn't go out to play that one day with Krishna. And so he didn't participate in the killing of Agasura or the bewildering of Brahma. And that pastime took a whole year. But that's exceptional. For most of their lives, Krishna and Balaram were constantly together and shared their pastimes. That's Balaram's internal purpose, to simply give pleasure to Krishna. But because everything is expanding from him, he has other purposes too. He is the creator of everything, and he is the original spiritual master. Some of the glories of the expansions of Balaram are briefly described by Krishna's Kaviraj in his introductory verses to Chaitanya Charitamrita, where he is glorifying Lord Nityananda, the counterpart of Balaram in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. But Nityananda is no different from Balaram. So I'll just read these verses. Sankarsana karanato yashai garbhoda shai cha payukti shai sheshascha yasyamsha kalaksa nityananda nandatya rava sharanam namastu. May Sri Nityananda Rav be the object of my constant remembrance. Sankarsana, Sheshanada, and the victory. Too close? Sorry. This is better? And the Vishnus who lie on the Karna ocean, Garbha ocean, an ocean of milk, are his plenary portions and the portions of his plenary portions. Does it sound good? Okay. Mayaiti devyapi vaikuntha loke purnaishvarye shri chaturvyuha madhye rupanyasyopati sankarsanatya tam shri nityananda ramam bhavadye. I surrender unto the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, who is known as Sankarsana, in the midst of the Chaturvyuha, consisting of Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. He possesses full opulences and resides in Vaikuntha Loka, far beyond the material creation. Maya Parta Chanda Sangatrayandava Shiti Sakshat Karanam Bodhi Bodhi Yasyai Kamsha Shri Kumar Adi Devas Tam Shri Nityananda Ramo Bhavadi. I offer my full obeisances under the feet of Shri Nityananda Ram, whose partial representation called Karana Dakshai Vishnu, lying on the Karna ocean, is the original Purusha, the master of the illusory energy, and the shelter of all the universes. Yasyam Sham Shab Srila Gargolajai Yanatyab Jam Loka Sangata Nalam Loka Swashtu Sutika Dhamma Datus Tam Sri Vidyananda Rama Pavadye. I offer my full obeisances under the feet of Sri Vidyananda Rama, a partial part of whom is Garbhodakshayi Vishnu. From the navel of Garbhodakshayi Vishnu sprouts the lotus that is the birthplace of Brahma, the engineer of the universe. The stem of that lotus is the resting place of the multitude of planets. And one more. Yashyam Sham 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 Paramatma Tilano Pushta Vishnur Pati Dukati Shai Shauni Marta Yakala Sopyanantas Tam Sri Nityananda Ramo Prabhupadye. I offer my respectful obeisances under the feet of Sri Nityananda Ramo, whose secondary part is the Vishnu lying in the ocean of milk. That Shiro Dakshai Vishnu is the supersoul of all living entities and the maintainer of the universes. Sheshanaga is his further sub-part. So this is a description of how the lords of creation in various aspects are all, one after another, evolving, expanding from the original counterpart of Krishna Balaram. Vaikuntha is ruled by one Narayana, but Narayana appears in multiple forms. First of all, the Chaturvyuha, quadruple expansion of Sankarsana, or Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. They rule over Vaikuntha with their further expansions. And from that Sankarsana, Sankarsana is directly expanding from Balaram. When Krishna is in Vrindavan, he is in his original form. When he's involved in killing demons, it is Lord Vasudeva from within him, within his body, who's doing the killing. Vasudeva is the expansion of Krishna. And in Vrindavan, they're in the same body, merged. But Lord Balaram is in his own body. The appearance of Krishna and Balaram is very similar, but the color is different. They have different color skin, and they wear different color clothing. Otherwise, they're very similar. Lord Balaram from him expands. When Krishna leaves Vrindavan, it's actually Vasudeva who's leaving. Krishna himself doesn't leave. Similarly, when Balaram goes with Krishna to Mathura, it is actually the Sankarshan of expansion of Balaram who is going, who's stepping through that of Vrindavan. And who appears as, along with Krishna, as Prince of Dwarka, and who in Vaikuntha is the Lord of the spiritual creation, Sankarshan. That Sankarshan in Vaikuntha further expands as the Purusha avatar, the first appearance of the Lord in the material realm. Lord Mahat Vishnu, who is the direct expansion of Sankarshan, coming from Balaram, lies down on the causal ocean, the dark realm of material creation, and he simply glances at Prakriti, at material nature, while lying on the bed of Anantashesha. And then, from the perspiration of his body, while he's asleep, it is yoga nidra, meditation. All the material egg-like shells of the universe disappear. And he himself enters each universe in the form of Garbhadakshayashi. This is further expansion. And from that navel of Garbhadakshayashi comes Lord Brahma, the first jiva who is in charge of finishing the creation. And that Anantashesha, on whom Mahavishnu is lying, is also a further expansion coming from Balaram. And finally, the third Vishnu enters in the heart of every living entity as the super soul. And he has his personal residence on an island in the ocean of milk. So all of these ruling lords of creation, creators and rulers, forms of Vishnu, and forms of Narayan and Vaikuntha are all expanding from Lord Balaram. Another function of Lord Balaram, another service he does, is he is the creator of the jivas. They are expanding eternally from him. Then we should not say creator. The jivas exist eternally. There's never a time when they're created. They're eternally expanding, but they're expanding from Lord Sankarshana, the expansion of Balaram. And being the creator of the jivas, he's also their maintainer. Everything, just like everything that exists in the spiritual world, is coming from Balaram. Everything that we depend on for our life in the material world is also coming from him. And he is the original spiritual master. Although we usually accept our spiritual guidance and our diksha, initiation, through a line of disciplic succession. Very few are directly Krishna's disciples. Arjuna can claim himself to be Krishna's disciple. But usually, Vaishnavas living many generations after Krishna accept a devotee of Krishna coming in the disciplic succession, parampara, as guru. And this is the way it's meant to be. A devotee shows himself to be actually serious about being a surrendered servant when he accepts the position of being servant of the servant of the servant, not expecting that you can approach Krishna directly. So you approach Krishna through the disciplic succession is perfectly appropriate. The founder of all the disciplic successions, the original guru, is Lord Balaram. So, another service he performs to Krishna is to give instruction to the living entities. We don't read much in the Bhagavatam about Balaram speaking. I couldn't find any passage where he preaches the Bhagavatam. Because he's taking a back seat, he's taking a subordinate position in Krishna's pastimes. But we can see in his appearance as Vijayananda how he engaged in preaching. Just like Yamaraj is also a great preacher. But he's too busy most of the time, presiding over the court where all the dead souls are judged. He doesn't have time to preach. And most of the people who come to his court are too much of anxiety about where they're going to be preached to at that time. When he was cursed by Mandavya Muni to take birth as a Shudra and remain there for 100 years, this was his opportunity to preach. And his birth as Vidura, Yamaraj got ample chance to give him good instructions to the Mandavas and the Gurus and to preach to them. Similarly, Balaram got his big opportunity to preach in his appearance as Lord Nityananda. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Lord Nityananda to preach all over Bengal and to introduce the Sankirtan movement in every house. And he would do door-to-door preaching in Navadvip first, along with Haridas Thakur. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would ask the two of them to go out and begin while they were all living in Navadvip as Grihasthas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Grihastha. Still. And he asked Nityananda and Haridas Thakur, go out daily. Go to the homes, ask them to chant Hare Krishna, and come back every evening and give me a report of your success. So these famous pastimes of Lord Nityananda. This one song that I sang in the beginning, it was written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur many years after the fact. But Srila Bhaktivinoda has the insight to understand the mentality and even give us the actual words of Lord Nityananda. Here is a recording of the preaching of Lord Balaram in this song. We can imagine that he said such things when he was going door to door in Navadvip and other places in Bengal, asking the Grihasthas to please simply chant Hare Krishna. Nodiya Godrule Nadiya. The realm of Kordamandala Muni. Just like Rajadam is special because this is where Krishna wandered around tending his cows and playing. The place in where Krishna went in his activities, that constitutes Rajadam. Similarly, the places where Lord Chaitanya went and blessed with his pastimes, his Kordamandala Muni. That's Nadiya district. Just like this is Mathura district. Nadiya district is the place of the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's a Gaur Mandala Bhumi. Ye Jane Chintamani. Tar Oi Raja Bhumi Maj. If you understand that the Gaur Mandala Bhumi, the place of Lord Chaitanya, is the same transcendental abode, Chintamani, then you're actually, with that mentality, whether you're physically there or not, you're actually living in Vrajabhumi. And if you don't acknowledge it, then you may be physically present, but you're not actually present in Vrajabhumi. You must recognize the non-difference between Lord Chaitanya and Krishna, and the non-difference of their roles. Within Nadiya district, there is Godrulatri, where place where Lord Nityananda set up his marketplace of the holy name, Namavata. This is where Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he got the opportunity in his government service to stay in Namavata, this is where he. Jai Shri Gurudevai, Shri Krishna Balaram, Shri Lalita Chakradevi, Radhe Shavasundi. This is where Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself set up his home and lived. Across the river from our ISKCON Mayapur project, on the backside, across the Jalangi River, there is Godrulatri. In that place, Lord Nityananda did his preaching by establishing what he called the Namavata, or marketplace of the holy name, where he distributed as a enthusiastic merchant selling his goods, he distributed the taste, attraction for chanting Hare Krishna to the conditioned souls. Potiyache namohoto jivera kāna. For the benefit of the living entities. Lord Nityananda, Lord Balaram, they are their intimate service for Krishna, for Krishna's pleasure. They are the Supreme Lord. Balaram is the Supreme Lord taking his own pleasure. But he also feels compassion for the living entities, conditioned souls in this world who are his dependents. And therefore he's coming, taking the trouble to try to give them good instruction. Coming to their doors in person, banging on their doors, and begging for their attention. So this is what Lord Balaram in the form of Nityananda is saying. Shradhavanamjamahe. Oh, you who have some faith, Shradhavanjam. Those who are faithful. These are the devotees. Those who are faithless and don't want to be devotees, Lord Nityananda is not addressing. He deals with such people in his different forms, as death, as old age and disease. But when he finds anybody who has an inkling of faith in Krishna, then he deals with it in this way, giving his good instruction. Sharavanajan, anybody who feels some honest inclination to want to be Krishna's servant, please listen, he says. Swamurya Kripai Bhai Magi Bhikkha Bhiksha. I'm begging this donation from you. I'm asking to come to your house to ask you for something. But not for myself. This is only as a way of helping to distribute the mercy of my master, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I'm coming to you, and I have something to ask you. I'm not asking for some rotis or some money. What I'm asking is simply, Bolo Krishna, Bojo Krishna, Koro Krishna Shiva. Just utter, vibrate the name of Krishna. Do something to worship Krishna. Koro Krishna Shiksha. And carry out Krishna's instructions in the Bhagavad Gita and the Bhagavad Gita. This is Krishna himself said in the Gita, showing how simple it is to execute the process of Krishna consciousness. Krishna said, Manmana Bhavavad Bhakto, Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru. Simply that, four simple things, and this constitutes the basic process of Krishna consciousness, the basic practice. Simply think about me. Identify yourself as my devotee. We're dressed like this, we're wearing these beads around our neck, because we want to be known as Krishna's devotees. That's Bhavavat Bhakto. Madhyaji, worship me. We're chanting our rounds to worship Krishna. We're preaching as an act of worship. We're worshiping the deities. This is Madhyaji. Mam Namaskuru, bow down to me. Either physically or mentally, or at least just show your attitude of submission in one way or another. This is Namaskuru. And that's all that needs to be done. To perfect our lives, we don't need to do anything else. Krishna made it that simple. He's not demanding anything complicated. We don't need psychoanalysis or any complications in our life. We don't need to struggle with so many complicated things. Just try to do these four simple things. And whatever complications there are in your life, they'll be solved of their own accord. That is the same thing that Lord Nityananda is saying. Just chant Hare Krishna. Do that as a worship of Krishna. And follow Krishna's instructions to be his devotee and bow down to him. Then he adds something about how you should avoid it. But you should avoid offenses against Vaishnavas and against Krishna. That you should be careful of. If you want this simple process to remain simple, if you want to make steady progress, then avoid offenses. Don't offend the Vaishnavas. It's the main thing one must be careful of. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pitta, Krishna Dhanapra. Actually, Krishna is everything for you. You may love your mother and feel great obligation to her, but Krishna is your real mother. Krishna is your father. Krishna is your husband or your wife. Dhanapra. So, you may be living in family life and have various attachments and obligations, but Krishna is samsara guru. Make the center of your family life Krishna. Krishna should be in your house and in the deity form. And he should be considered the Lord of the house, and the family and everyone else are just the servants of the Lord. Krishna is from Sadhguru. You're living in this material world, but make Krishna the center of your life while you're still in this world. Chariyamachar. And again, a practical piece of advice. Give up sinful activity and hypocrisy. Don't be a hypocrite. Don't be sinful. Just live a simple, honest life and put Krishna in the center. This is the instruction of Lord Balaram in the form of Nityananda. Very simple. Very applicable, even in the modern age. To us who are not very spiritually qualified, we simply have to become straightforward, honest, sincere devotees of Krishna. We don't need any special qualification. We don't need to become great yogis or become rich and powerful to succeed. We just need to be honest and surrendered to Krishna. Last minor instruction. Jive Noya Krishna Sarva Tarana Sar. Lord Nityananda sums up that here is the essence of all religious principles. We could list thousands of principles. In the Orthodox Jewish religion, there are over 700 commandments of God that the devotees are supposed to follow. And if you don't follow them all, then you're degraded. But here Nityananda is giving two principles only. And that's all that has to be followed. Jive Doya. Be compassionate to the unfortunate living entities. And Krishna. Hear and chant sincerely Krishna's names. This is the essence of all religion. So Lord Balaram is asking us, we want to get the blessings of Balaram for our success. God cannot be realized without spiritual strength. Spiritual strength is gotten from Lord Balaram. This is not ordinary strength, just physical strength. Certainly Balaram, when he killed demons like Devadasara Pralamba, he was exhibiting great transcendental strength, bodily strength. But there is a higher kind, a more important kind of strength. The strength of spiritual determination. The strength of renunciation of everything material. And steady dedication at the lotus feet of Radha Krishna. This is the strength that is being talked about. Without such strength, you cannot realize the Supreme Soul. And that strength is coming from Lord Balaram. But Lord Balaram, in the form of Nityananda, who is here in the Sambhavakarino, telling us, you have to have compassion for the living entities. Do this, and chant Hare Krishna sincerely, then I'll give you my full blessings. It's not enough just to save yourself. That does not fully satisfy Lord Nityananda. He expects that we participate in doing it while we're in this world. What service can we actually do for Krishna that cannot be done better in the spiritual world? I can only think of two things that services that would be an excuse for being in the material world. Otherwise, what am I doing here? I'm supposed to be Krishna's servant. What am I doing in the material world? How can I justify it? Because most services can be done better for Krishna in the spiritual world. But I can think of two things that only go on in the material world. That's killing demons and preaching. If you're not involved in killing demons for Lord, maybe you're Lord Ramachandra's monkey army, or you're helping Lord Kalki, you know, get rid of the unwanted population. If you're not involved in killing demons, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't have anybody involved in killing demons. In the pastime of Lord Chaitanya, there's no killing of demons, not physically. The only thing left is preaching. So, to make a little justification for still living in the material world, you should do this, you should try to do this service to please Lord Nityananda. Feel some compassion for the suffering living entities in this world. Don't be so selfish just to save yourself. This is the teaching. And practically, you should understand that we have to be secure and steady in emotional service, otherwise we're not going to feel this compassion. If we're not feeling satisfied, if we're feeling disturbed and dissatisfied, we're not going to be free to feel sympathy for others who are suffering. We have to stop suffering and be satisfied in Krishna consciousness. Then we can feel compassion, and then we can actually serve the order of Lord Nityananda. Anyway, I just wanted to give some idea how Lord Balaram is preaching. And so his appearance at Nityananda Prabhu, he's doing very active preaching. He's fulfilling his role as the original spiritual master of all living entities. Here he's the instructing spiritual master, giving good advice. Tomorrow is the actual appearance day of Lord Balaram. I was just asked to speak something about his glories. Okay, so are there any comments or questions?
Okay.
Easy one.
You mentioned that Lord Nityananda, instead of 700 commandments, Lord Nityananda speaks 299. He's a lawyer, he's compassionate, what's the other one?
Jee Krishna Nam. Well, I guess it means hear and chant Krishna's names. So, Lord Chaitanya was, he wanted everybody to chant Hare Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not eat at the house of anybody who wasn't a lakhpati. And it doesn't mean a billionaire, someone with 100,000 rupees. It used to be, now every rich man has 100,000 rupees. It used to be that rich man only would be a lakhpati. Now they talk about Kaurapati. But what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meant by Lakhpati was something different. He would not eat his lunch at the house of anybody who didn't chant 64 rounds, one lakh of names every day. Lord Chaitanya was very intent on pushing, promoting the chanting of Hare Krishna as the thing that will save fallen living entities in Kali Yuga. So Lord Nityananda is simply carrying out that mission by also emphasizing Krishna Nama. mercy for the living enemies, and the chanting of Hare Krishna. This is the essence of all religion for us. Okay? It's all the way back, it's all the way back. It's just talk loud.
I was going to say that killing demons in this day and age means killing the demoniac mentality.
Oh, yes.
That's by preaching, we're killing their demoniac mentality.
Yeah, Lord Vishnu is supposed to always come with his weapons and Vinashaya Chandushkritam, destroying the demons, is part of his function. God, when God appears in this world, he's got to do that. But Lord Chaitanya, his weapons is the holy names. And he's killing the demoniac mentality that's lurking in everybody's heart. It's not time yet to kill everybody. That's at the end of Kali Yuga. So, Lord Chaitanya could not go around killing the sinful demons. He'd have to kill everybody. So he doesn't kill anybody then. But he destroys the demon inside the heart with the weapon of the holy name. Thank you. Preaching to Krishna, yes. And then,
I can't remember what was happening.
Well, Balaram advised him not to kill her. He was going to kill Rukmini. And Balaram interceded on behalf of Rukmini. She also said something, but Balaram came and told Krishna, don't do this, don't kill him. What else did he say? I don't remember. Sorry, anybody can tell? Okay. Anyway, maybe someone can do some research. Balaram's instructions to Krishna. Yes. That's okay? Went and lived in a different city. That's Dwarka Yuga. In Kali Yuga, the demons and devotees live in the same bodies. This is stated. So, you know, the Pasha of the Dalila, destroying, smashing the atheist means his compassionate preaching to everybody. He's smashing the atheism in our hearts by his instructions. In this song, you can see it. You know, don't be an atheist. Be Krishna's devotee.
Okay. Vishal Prabhu, please tell us something.
So, you mentioned that the devotee should be very sincere, compassionate, honest, and straightforward.
Yes.
Right? I completely agree. And Lord Chaitanya states, Apani Achari Bhakti Shaitanu Sabhati.
Yes.
One has to first act, then preach.
Yes.
Otherwise, one's preaching will be ineffective.
Yes.
So, in the case of the devotee, maybe very nice, gives very nice class, very good preacher, but is not consistent. In other words, he doesn't practice what he preaches.
Yes.
How would you explain that?
Well, that's a problem. If a devotee doesn't practice what he preaches, then it should not be expected that the preaching is really going to be effective. You know, it's not the test, the criterion for a good preaching is not just that everybody's entertained. The class and is happy. But what is going on in the hearts of the audience? Are they being purified? Are they being enlightened? And the preaching won't be potent if it isn't honest. So, general rule for preaching is tell what you've realized and ask someone to do something that you're doing yourself. Otherwise, they won't be potent. Don't preach way above your head about things you know nothing about. You just know some theory about it. But yet you have actually no sense of what it really means. Preach what you understand. And don't ask anybody to do something you're not doing yourself. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, Prabhu, we got the mic.
Hari Bhom. I was just given little Krishna Balaram leaves. I'm more used to worshiping Purnikai. I wondered how much of the same move of Lord Nityananda is there in terms of relationship and because we understand that Lord Balaram tends to get angry quickly.
Lord Balaram can get angry, so Lord, as Lord Nityananda, he's especially merciful. He can be more temperamental in his original form. So worship of Lord Krishna Balaram is more risky. You know, the offenses will be taken more seriously. So the worship of Gauritai is especially a good one. They tolerate many offenses. Especially Balaram is standing there next to Krishna. And he's got his weapon in his hand. I used to go on the altar. Los Angeles. I never did much. I don't have much experience in deity worship. I'm not an expert at all. I had one little service back in 1976. After Mangal Arati, I would go on with a vacuum cleaner and vacuum. They told me to do this: vacuum the flower petals off the altars. And the deities, I remember Rupi and Dwarkanish, they stood on brass petals, lotus petals. And I would get stuck with those pedals, you know, injured by them so many times. This is my, you know, how dangerous it is, I experienced, to worship Radha Krishna, how you can get punished very easily. So, yes, it's more serious and it's more dangerous to try to worship Krishna, Radha Krishna, or even Krishna Balaram. But as far as the actual mood. I'm not an expert on deity worship. How to do it. You'd have to ask someone who's more expert. Anyway, you've been given the deities. So quickly, the ball has come to you. You just have to take a quick care of
them. Do you
have Lord Chaitanya is the Mahabharanyaya. Lord Vijayananda is
more merciful than
yes.
Lord Caitanya.
Yes.
So, is there any instances where it is said also that Lord Balaram is more merciful than Lord Krishna?
Well,
there's one instance when Krishna wanted to kill Ruby, Balaram advised him not to do it.
And also,
Duryodhana was a great opponent of Krishna's devotees, but Balaram showed him compassion, became his guru in the military arts. Duryodhana guru. So that's, Krishna didn't want anything to do with Duryodhana, but Balaram was merciful to him. Balaram didn't want to be present on the battlefield. Krishna refused to fight, and only agreed to be chariot driver. He said, you Duryodhana and you Arjuna, one of you can have my whole army, the other one can have me, but I won't pick up a weapon. So Krishna agreed to be there, but Balaram didn't even want to be there. He went out on pilgrimage because he couldn't stand to see, you know, the devotees, including Duryodhana, his friend. He didn't want to see them kill each other. So that's compassion. That's even more compassion, you could say. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Lord
doing service of maintaining the living entities which he creates. So I just want to ask the kingdom from tell them exactly what he does for spiritual souls, for liberating spiritual ones, and what he exactly does for material.
Everything. All the facilities of the spiritual world and all the facilities of the material world are all created by Lord Balaram. And they're all maintained by him. The other deities of maintenance are just his expansions and his servants. He's the original creator and maintainer of everything. Whatever is required for life is being provided by Lord Balaram. We should realize that and be grateful for it. There's no need to give specific cases. Think of anything. Anything at all, and it's coming from Lord Balaram. Okay. Tom, you can finish it up there.
I don't remember in Brahma Samhita if there's any reference to Balaram, reference to so many other personalities. But what I'm getting at is that Lord Balaram is also Svayam Rup. So usually when you hear about any other personalities, we keep emphasizing and bring it back to Krishna. But in the case of Balaram, like, we stop at Balaram because Balaram and Krishna are both personality of God.
Well, you can, if you want to trace it back to Krishna, because Balaram is Krishna's first expansion. So you can derive it all back to Krishna. Everything that is expanded, everything that's visible, that exists, that everything that lasts, everything that persists from one moment to the next, is coming from Lord Balaram. He is the Lord of all creation, spiritual and material. But of course, Balaram is just the counter ego, alter ego of Krishna. So it's Krishna in the form of Balaram. That's all.
But he's like kind of special.
That yes.
As an expansion, he's so close.
Tadekatmarupa is the technical term. He's a separate form, but he's exactly the same. Only the